In memory of my uncle Timothy. His name, they told me afterwards, was Abel, and he came in yellow boots and a hat and stood by the table beside my uncle Timmy, who went mad later and was a trouble to my dad. Uncle Tim said shakily, "God, it's not you." But whoever he was, it was. So Tim took off his shoe, shook it, and held it upside down. Out fell a photograph of Grace, a sprig of fennel, a bent crown piece, and a small gold key as well. Tim spilt them in this man's lap, and he, you'll not believe it, took out his eye, glass it was, and turned it over. On the back was a crooked keyhole and a lock. So he took Tim's key, he did, and put it in. Up sprung a kind of lid. He shoved it under Tim's nose. "Holy God," cried Tim, and I looked in the nick before it closed. Inside, upside down, was a tiny man in a hat like Abel's with yellow boots on, the spitting image of this living Abel, and there were Tim and me upside down at the table, and in the man's hand. But he quickly locked his eye, tucking carefully away the key, and put the thing crookedly back in his face, gave Uncle the coin and the photograph of Grace, stuck the sprig of fennel in his hat, and off he went. "Uncle Tim," I cried, "what was that?" I remember his face, but now I forget what he said. Anyway, now Tim's dead.